Welcome or welcome back to Horse for Horror. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Mariah.
And this week, I will be detailing the case of Dear David.
Oh, I have heard this.
No!
I have heard of this, yep.
Have you looked at the whole thread?
No, I've not.
Okay. Okay, what have you heard then?
Okay, I know it's a doll. I know that it haunts people. And that's about it. Oh, wait, am I supposed to look at it? Because doesn't it haunt you if you look at it?
I don't know. I already looked at it.
Well, I haven't yet.
Oh, before we get into it, let me send you. I have a little audio clip. So when I asked you if you wanted to record on Friday the 13th, it's because I had something weird happen to me, and I literally just pulled out my phone, and I basically detailed it.
Okay.
I think I was haunted for a second.
Okay.
And I want to send you the audio file, so I'll send it to you, and then at the end of this, listen to it.
We'll attach it.
And I want, yeah, I want the audio file attached if we can, and then your, like, response okay. to it. Because it was weird. I'm pretty sure I was, like, slightly haunted first. Okay. Anyway, remind me to do that.
Got it. Written down. Checkmarked in my brain.
Okay, so Dear David is a story by Adam Ellis. He was like this BuzzFeed author, and he does a lot of like cartoon like drawings and stuff like that. And back in 2017, he detailed this haunting on Twitter. It was through a Twitter thread.
Okay, is he a fiction writer?
He just does, like little cartoon pieces and like little stories. So, yeah, he does.
Oh,
he does
okay.
write fiction.
Okay. Okay, cute. Okay.
It's one of those, like, almost creepypastas where we can't tell if he was being serious or if it was just, like, a really good marketing scheme.
Well, I don't like that.
But anyway,
that.
So he's... he starts it. In 2017, he says, "So, my apartment is currently being haunted by the ghost of a dead child, and he's trying to kill me."
Oh my god, what a start.
I know. "He started appearing in dreams, but I think he's crossed over into the real world now."
Okay.
"The first time I saw him, I was experiencing sleep paralysis, and saw a child sitting on a green rocking chair at the foot of my bed." And actually, go into Teams.
Uh-oh.
And look at the third picture.
Ew! What the fuck is this first one? Ew! Oh my god! I do not
okay,
like
so
that.
Okay, so what you're seeing, the first one, the drawing, is what he tried, like, he tried to draw it for people because he is a cartoonist.
Yeah, its head is, like, caved in.
Mm-hmm. "He had a huge misshapen head that was dented on one side. I did my best to draw it," which is the drawing
that we saw, yeah. Ew. Yeah.
We'll have to put it on Instagram,
yes.
too. "For a while, he just stared at me, but then he got out of the chair and started shambling toward the bed." What does that look like?
Shambling? That's like all fours yeah. in my head.
Ew.
Like someone on, that's how I'm imagining it. I don't know what it really is, but I'm imagining it. On all fours.
That's gross.
I know, it's gross.
"I couldn't move because I was paralyzed. I have sleep paralysis fairly often, and it sucks."
Yeah, I bet. Also, everyone, go check out our episode on sleep paralysis if you want to hear more. Pretty sure it was pretty early on.
Okay, so he said, "For a while he just stared at me, but then he got out of the chair and started shambling toward the bed. Right before he reached my bed, I woke up screaming." No shit. I
Whoa.
Would too. "I had another dream a few nights later where I was in a library and a girl came up to me and said, 'You've seen Dear David, haven't you?'"
No.
I was like...
I mean, now I have, Kayla.
I was like, "Who?" And she said, "Dear David, you saw him." She continued, "He's dead. He only appears at midnight and you can ask him two questions if you say Dear David first."
What the hell?
Then she added, but never try to ask him a third question or he'll kill you.
Dun, what? Dun, dun. Wonder why he hates three questions so bad.
I don't know. But, you know, I was listening to, I started listening to Two Girls, One Ghost.
I love that podcast so much. Oh, my God.
It's really good. I really like it.
Yes.
But I'm in, like, the early episodes, and so that's actually, I started listening to them, and then when I had my weird experience that I documented that you'll listen to later, I was listening to their podcast, and it was, like, 5 o'clock in the morning. It was dark as fuck outside.
That's weird.
And I was like, okay, now I'm being haunted. Thanks. Yeah. But I was listening to them, and they detailed the case where they were like, apparently, you're not supposed to ask spirits how they died, because it's, like, the equivalent. It's, like, really offensive.
Aw. Well, I'm glad to know. I would not have thought that.
Yeah. She continued, he's dead. He only appears at midnight, and you can ask him two questions if you say, Dear David, first. I was very shaken. Having two dreams about the same thing is pretty weird. Anyway, a couple weeks passed without incident.
Ding, ding. Okay.
All good. That's the end.
That's the end?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, what the fuck?
You're like, what was the point of that? So then David came back in another dream. Same situation. I was in bed, and he was sitting in the rocking chair near the window, just staring at me. In the dream, I say, Dear David, how did you die?
Oh, you should not. Dumbass.
He mumbles, an accident in a store. I say, Dear David, what happened in the store? He groans, a shelf was pushed on my head.
Oh yeah, I can tell, little man.
I'm frozen with fear. I ask, who pushed the shelf? And David doesn't answer. Bro, is that three questions?
Yeah. He learned nothing. I'm assuming this is a man.
Yeah. But
audacity.
Also, he didn't say Dear David on the third one, so does it count or does it not count? I mean, I feel like I would err on the side of caution if there's, like, a child spirit haunting me, but, you know.
Yeah.
Probably just listen to his weird rules. I realize that I've asked a third question, which I'm not supposed to do. At that point, I wake up absolutely terrified. The next couple of days, I googled deaths in the city, but I can't find anything about a kid named David dying in a store. That would be so interesting if he did find something. I even tried different names. Daniel, Dylan, Devin, nothing. A few weeks go by without incident. Sort of randomly, the apartment above mine is vacated, and I have the opportunity to move into it. It's a larger apartment, so I'm thrilled. Another month or two goes by, and I sort of forget about Dear David. I think he lost track of me because I moved upstairs. But lately, something strange is happening. For the past 4 nights, my cats gather at the front door at exactly midnight and just stare at it, almost like something's on the other side. Here.
Aw, they're cute. Mm-hmm. But that's terrifying.
Yeah. Last night, I got a weird feeling and looked out the peephole, and I'm dead certain I saw movement on the other side.
Yeah, he found you. You didn't hide very well.
When I opened the door and turned on the hall light, nothing was there, but my cat seemed unnerved, bushy tails, etc. And that's where I am right now. Dear David found me, I think. I don't know what to do. I'll keep you updated. So that was all August 7th. So he documented all of that on the same day. Two days later, he says, update, for the sixth night in a row, my cat has walked over to the door promptly at midnight and just stared at it. Literally.
Oh my God, that's scary.
Right?
Also, why does he have so many lights on at midnight?
Dude, yeah, why aren't you sleeping? Go to bed.
Yeah, get some red light in there.
And then he put, what's going on? And there's a video of the cat.
Oh, you're haunted. Are you shocked? It's just watching the door.
Yeah. And it goes on like that for like a minute or two. But basically, it just looks like the cat will like start acting like he's smelling someone. Like, my cat will go up to people who walk in.
Yeah, okay, and smell I see him.
Yeah.
He's smelling the door. What the heck?
Yeah. So, it just kind of looks like he's
it's just weird. Smelling
something. Yeah, it is weird. He goes, okay, so I took a photo through the peephole because I'm too scared to open the door. I feel like I saw something. I couldn't tell, so I mustered up the courage to open the door. Nothing was out there, but I took another photo. Look at this. Is it just me, or is there something in the first photo, right where the banister meets the shelves, hiding on the stairs?
No, not really.
Did I see? That's what I was thinking, too. I don't see
anything. Yeah. I don't see anything.
Yeah,
but it's still just creepy.
I mean, yeah, it's creepy. If you take a picture through a peephole, that's creepy as hell. But also, it just looks like it's the baseboards, like the wood-colored baseboards that go down the stairs, like how it meets.
Yes.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was a smudge or something, so I took a second photo for inside, and there was something out there.
I don't even see, like, shadows or anything either. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll send these to you so you can, like... He said, I deadbolted the lock and got in bed because I don't know what else to do. I can still hear my cat meowing at the door. And he just posts this picture and he goes, I'm pretty scared.
Yeah. Why is your... What the hell?
It's just also, his cat's I know, there's eyes a lot in of... the darkness. Like, come on.
Call the cops.
Also, but like, if that's your living room and you deadbolted the door and you got in bed, are you in a studio?
Yeah.
That would be creepier.
Yeah, just one door.
Okay, so August 10th, 2017. It's been pretty quiet tonight. I'm going to try out a sleep talk app to see if anything happens during the night. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Probably records what they say.
Oh, what you say at night? Whoa, yeah. That would be so creepy.
I talk in my sleep a lot, so I don't want to know.
I do, too.
And I laugh. I laugh a lot in my sleep.
I wake myself up by talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
No wonder we started a podcast.
True. He said, I'm heading to bed, but the cats are back at the door. They only do this in the middle of the night. It's routine now. He posts another picture.
That's weird.
I know. The next night, it's another video. It says, and here we go, just minutes before midnight. So the cat just yawns.
Okay.
And it's just sitting in the living room staring at the door, but, like, it doesn't look weird to me.
Yeah, he's just watching the door.
And then eventually he lays down. Wow, that's hard. Eventually it lays down, and then it's just, like, looking towards the door.
Yeah. It looks like normal cat behavior.
I agree. Maxwell is extra talkative tonight. He's obviously trying to tell me something. And then he puts, they're both here now, and another picture of them at the door.
Why is he so shocked? They keep doing it.
Dude, you just have a bunch of packages, probably.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm a believer, but it is weird.
He says, I don't even know if this is the right kind of salt, and he's, like, more insulted his door.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Also, get it closer to the door.
Right? I don't like the... Like, it went from one side to the other. I don't like his design.
No.
I feel like it's ineffective if it's not symmetrical.
Yes, I agree. Or just, like, literally the door.
He says, and here we go, just minutes before midnight. And, yeah.
And they're back at the door, let me guess.
Door, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so he's just documenting that, like, yeah, for a long time, they're being weird.
August 11th, and this is only, he documented it from the 7th, and it's been, like, a couple weeks before that, so, like, it's been, like, maybe 3 weeks or so.
Okay.
Or, unless he, like, delayed his documents, but, which could happen. I feel like an apartment above you is not going to vacate, and then you're going to move within 3 weeks, probably.
That seems
August 11th. I used a sound app to record my apartment last night. It makes individual recordings each time it hears something. There were 33 recordings.
Whoa.
Most of them are pretty vague. A couple of them are passing cars and the like, but there are three that I'm interested in.
Okay.
The first is a snapping sound in what seems like a single step. It's odd because I didn't get out of bed at all last night.
You barely fucking hear that.
You didn't get out of bed at all last night, but, like, you have two cats, my dude.
And a hallway is, like, right at the foot of your bed.
This one is weird because out of 33 recordings, this is the only one that has strange electric sound throughout. And he calls it electric static.
Huh.
I'm gonna send it to you. And then we'll listen to it at the same time. Did you hear it?
Probably just something in his apartment. Nothing.
Like a fan?
Yeah, I really like this story, but I'm like, yeah, nothing's adding up.
This directly follows the electric static. Another snap, then I groan in my sleep. Okay. Here we go. Third one. Yeah, but like, it could be the cats.
Yeah, that's what I would assume if I had, well, I do have pets, and if I heard any weird sound, I would automatically assume it was my pets if they weren't in the bed. Yeah.
These happen between 2 to 3 a.m. I have no explanation for them. I'll keep recording and share if I find anything curious. And then he posts, getting the F out of my haunted apartment for the weekend. And he just posts like a nice little selfie.
Nice. Good for you.
He puts, I have no explanation for this.
Me neither.
I can't get it. It's a link. And it's one of those stupid fucking Twitter links that never work because Twitter is the devil.
X, you mean?
I said what I said. Yeah, he just puts I... have no explanation for this, and it's a link, but I can't get to it, so I don't know. Okay. I also have no explanation for this.
Yes.
August 14th. So, a weird thing just happened. Take it with a grain of salt.
Okay.
I bought a Polaroid camera this weekend because they're fun and dorky. I decided to take a few photos around my apartment. It's one of those Instax minis.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those.
Me too.
I like them.
Polaroids are stupid and fun. You speak for yourself. They are not stupid.
They're definitely fun, but not stupid.
And he puts, and inherently sort of creepy.
Disagree.
I also disagree. I didn't expect to find anything, and for the most part, I didn't. I took a couple of my living room and bedroom. That's the rocking chair I first saw David in. They're pretty unremarkable.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, unremarkable. Yes, Jungs.
Would you like to have a little encore?
Come say hello.
Aww.
Say hi to all the listeners.
It's being so loud.
Say hi, Junkie.
Okay, he's not going to say hi. Sorry.
Normally he does.
You get random yelling, and that's all you get. Oh, I taught him how to high five.
Did
I
tell
you
that? Oh, cute. No. That is so cute.
Yeah, he's so cute. Okay. Then I went into the hallway and snapped a photo. The Polaroid developed completely black.
Okay. That's weird. I agree.
But also, if you look at the photo, he took a photo of a Polaroid. The Polaroid is black. You can see that it's trying to develop on the side. But, like, in the back, the hallway is dark. Like.
Oh, yeah.
I just think the lighting might be messed up.
Yeah.
This is a skeptical story to me.
Yeah, I feel bad.
I know. It's creepy, though. Like, I can't get it out of my head. I'm just like, that's so weird. If you have these dreams.
It is creepy. Yeah.
He said, I even ripped open and destroyed a fresh pack to see if it was just an undeveloped Polaroid, but they start out white. I also thought maybe I accidentally covered the lens with my finger, so I took a photo while intentionally covering it.
I wish he'd just take a photo of the hallway again.
Yeah, he took a photo, I guess, of the hallway, intentionally covering it with his finger. So he says, the photo on the left is me covering the lens with my finger, and the one on the right is my fully lit hallway taken just after midnight. Your hallway does not look fully lit to me, dude, but okay. Here, I'm going to send you these because I don't know that it'll come through properly.
Could also just be a fluke, like, photo.
True. He says, so this could be nothing. I'm not sure what to make of it. Okay, one last thing because I wanted to double check. Here's a couple of videos of me taking photos.
Okay, here's my living room.
Okay.
That was riveting.
What's the photo look like?
I don't know, because then he says, oh, okay. And then the hallway. I guess I'll come back to them.
Okay. Now I'm gonna...
Oh, this is the hallway outside.
The hallway.
That's a dirty door.
Just to show you what that's like.
Okay, very nice.
Why is he setting the camera down like that?
As you can see, the first one has already developed. So let's see what this one does.
Oh, he's gonna show that it's gonna do all black. Okay.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm fucking
up. That's gonna take a minute.
Is it really?
Yeah. Okay, that's weird.
It is developing black.
That okay. is weird.
That's weird. Okay, thank you for that. That's good. Because I was saying, just take 10 more photos of the hallway, and if they all appear black, then okay, yeah, correlation equals causation.
And we saw, too, that the hallway was, it was lit.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, there was even a window or something beaming light down. So that's weird. He said it came out totally black again for a second time. Honestly, I don't know why I'm still fucking around with this camera. There might be a logical explanation. Someone told me to take photos from farther away, so I tried that. Once with my iPhone and once with a Polaroid. Taking photos further away with a Polaroid is not going to be helpful. That's too far. They turn out darker. The left is the one with my phone, and the right is the one with the Polaroid. The hall light was on both times. Hang on, let me just send it to you. It's easier that way.
Okay. Okay, so the one on the left, the hallway is all bright, and you can see down it. But the right with the Polaroid, the hallway is pitch black. Okay, that's really weird.
Yeah. And I feel like you would still see the light even with the Polaroid.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely weird. Okay, we're pulling it back. This whole thread has been really convoluted, and I'm sorry if it's hard to follow. I just thought this was all weird and wanted to share it. So then the next day he says, folks have been urging me to get some sage, so I did.
Good idea.
Probably best, yeah.
Yeah.
Saging the hall and definitely saging the hell out of this rocking chair. So he just posts pictures of him saging stuff.
Good.
So honestly, sage doesn't seem like it'll help much, but I'm open to anything. I barely slept last night. I kept waking up feeling like something was wrong, but who knows, maybe this will do something. So the next morning after he sages it, sage did not work. I haven't dreamed about David in a few months, but he appeared again last night. In my dream, my bedroom was filled with hazy smoke, but I could see David sitting in the chair across the room. He was smaller this time, almost shrunken. He didn't do or say anything except look at me. I would not sleep well if my dream was some kid staring at me.
Like, yeah.
Or just anybody staring at me. Sometimes when I get really creeped out, so I have to keep the bathroom door closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also keep the bedroom door basically closed because there's this banister and it's at the perfect height to where my, you know, like, midnight brain in the darkness, it just looks like a lady, like, crouched over looking at me. So there's a couple of times where I'm just like, I can't sleep.
That is scary.
Right here. Like, I gotta do something. And, yeah, there's a couple of times where I'm like, I just feel like someone is crouched over just, like, staring at me close to the bed. Jake thinks I'm nuts.
You are.
Like, close the door then. I mean, yeah. He's like, what? I'll say something and he'll be like, what is wrong with you?
A lot of things.
Go to sleep. He says, anyway, it feels like a bad omen.
Yeah, so I fucking say. On. It's about time.
Yeah. August 18th. It's been 2 weeks, and he still does this every night at midnight, and it's just his cats at the door.
Okay.
Or his cat at the door. Cat to one cat? So it switched from one cat to, or from two cats to one cat. Mm-hmm. Only one cat goes to the door.
Okay.
Other weird stuff has been happening, too. I've been recording myself sleeping, and it picks up this weird static electricity sound every night at 3 a.m. It lasts about 5 minutes.
Either you have a big electrical problem or Lil David's in your apartment.
Sorry, my roommate is upstairs talking, so if you can hear that.
No, that's okay.
This morning, I woke up to a whole house shaking. It felt like an earthquake. I debated even mentioning that on Twitter because it sounds made up, but I distinctly felt the house swaying. It's just a whole bunch of small things happening at once. I feel so uneasy, like right before a thunderstorm comes. Do you feel easy before a thunderstorm?
No, I love it when thunderstorms come.
Like a tornado, maybe.
Okay, yeah, if the sky was fucking green, I'm gonna feel uneasy, but if it's just a regular thunderstorm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, one time, hold on, let me pause this. I remember when Steven and I first moved to St. Louis, we arrived like in the summer, and it was like our second day there, and all of a sudden the sky went yellow, and it was like, okay, hey, the tornado sirens are going off, and our neighbor across the road started mowing his lawn. Like, in the middle of the we were like, yep, this is Missouri.
We've had that a couple of times where it's about to start pouring down rain, and the lawnmowers will just kick on.
And yeah. What's wrong with I guess now's the perfect time, huh?
Yeah. Everyone is telling me to move, but I don't have any guarantee that this won't follow me. The next night, they issued a thunderstorm warning for tonight. It's just a severe thunderstorm in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Everyone in the city is talking about how weird the sky looks. I can hear rolling thunder in the distance. Bro, this just looks like the sun going down.
Yeah, it just looks like a regular evening sky.
But also, it could just be that a lot of times the sky will look definitely weird, and when you try to take a photo, it just
absolutely
doesn't look the same. Yeah. August 21st. All this ghost stuff has been spooky, but this past weekend was the first time I actually felt unsafe in my home.
Okay, leave. He didn't say he didn't have the means to leave. I would have left immediately.
Okay, but also, why did you ask a third question when you were specifically told not to?
Yeah.
Listen to the little ghost dream, girl. On Friday night, there was supposed to be a huge storm. In the end, it passed, but that night was bizarre anyway. I fell asleep pretty early. I was incredibly tired for some reason. Probably because you haven't been sleeping.
Yeah.
I had a dream that night where David was dragging me by the arm through an old abandoned warehouse. I'm not sure why I didn't fight back in the dream or how he was strong enough to pull me, but that's dream logic for you. It was a creepy dream, but I didn't think much of it when I woke up. I took a shower and then noticed something. I'd woken up with a huge bruise on my arm.
That's a bruise, okay.
It's like a good, like, baseball. Like, yeah. I think your baseball hit him, honestly. It's pretty a big bruise, yeah. And it's kind of in a weird spot, like, how the heck do you do that? He said, now look, maybe I injured myself the day before and my arm was hurting during the night, which manifested as a dream. That's logical. There could be a totally logical explanation for it, so I brushed it off. I went to get coffee, which I do every weekend.
Same.
Yes, did that before we recorded.
He said, and I'm really jealous about this, when I walk to the coffee place, I always pass a food cart repair depot. It's always incredibly busy, especially on the weekends. How cool is that?
What is it?
Food cart repair.
So they're just getting it repaired?
I guess it's like a huge, A, he can walk to his coffee shop.
That's awesome.
Jealous. And two, and like B, he passes by a place, a repair shop for food trucks.
So
like
you know a food truck's going to be there. The yes.
Yeah.
Our minds went to the same place.
How cool is that? He said, I've lived in the neighborhood for over 4 years, and the place has always been jam-packed with carts getting serviced. But today, it was completely abandoned. The whole warehouse was totally gutted and empty.
What?
Dude. This is a creepy photo. Just a standalone creepy photo.
Yeah, the warehouse is just completely dark and honestly scary looking.
Mm-hmm. He said, well, almost empty. I went inside to look around because I was astonished that this place was suddenly empty after all these years. Basically, the only thing in the entire warehouse was a single green chair.
Oh, that's weird. Oh my god, and his rocking chair is green.
Yeah.
Wait, is he blaming Dear David for this food truck place shutting down?
He says, if you recall, David first appeared in my green rocking chair. It could be nothing, but it's weird that this is the only thing left behind. I mean, there's two ladders in the distance, too. Three ladders. And a traffic cone.
I just don't, I guess I don't see the, like, the relationship between, between David and a food truck repair shop shutting down.
It's boy math. On my way back from coffee, the warehouse had been shuttered. It's remained shuttered since.
Okay. I just, don't want vagrants in there.
There was nobody in there. And then you came back and it was, like, closed. So that's, you just missed somebody, I guess?
Yeah.
The chair, my bruise, dreaming about an empty warehouse and then passing by one, it gives me the creeps. That's the correlation.
Oh, I
forgot about
me
that.
Me too. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, that is
for
weird.
Bringing it back around. Needless to say, I didn't sleep much that night. Too many strange things are happening and more frequently. So, I don't know. Anyway, it was a strange weekend. This is August 25th. There have been a few small developments in my apartment, but I'm not really sure what to make of them. I just know that I'm scared. If you recall, my cats usually gather at the door at midnight, but lately it's been getting earlier and earlier every night. I was almost used to the routine, so when they started to cry at the door closer to 10 p.m., I was confused. They began a new routine. Hover around the door at 10 p.m., cry for about 15 minutes, then wander off as if nothing's wrong. But this week, something else has been happening. Shortly after the usual cat stuff, around 10:30 or so, I started getting phone calls from an unmarked number. My entire call history for the past week looks like this. You'll notice that I answered once yesterday, and it literally just says no caller ID.
Oh, that's weird.
1, 2, 3, 4 in one day, and then Wednesday has at least two. Since this has been happening for days on end, I thought it might be an automated telemarketer or something. Usually, if it's an automated thing, if you answer once, they quit calling, so I picked up. Instead, what I heard on the other end was a peculiar electrical static sound, very similar to the static my sleep app picks up at night. I didn't say anything, I just listened, waiting for some automated message to chime in. After about a minute, the static stopped and there was silence. I kept listening. I kept listening. I heard what I thought was breathing, but it was so faint I can't be sure. My heart was racing, so it was hard to hear. Then, just as I was about to hang up, I heard a very small voice whisper, "Hello."
What the fuck?
Something about the way they said hello freaked me out. It wasn't a question or a greeting. Ooh, creepy.
I don't like that.
It was like menacing.
Hello.
I like it.
Hello? No, that's a question. Hello.
Yeah, it can't be a question. Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Hello. Good, that's it. That's what we're gonna do.
Yep.
I panicked and hung up. I didn't know what else to do. I closed all the curtains in my apartment and turned on every single light. I watched TV until dawn because I was too scared to go to sleep. I sort of feel like I'm losing my mind. If I look at each individual incident on its own, there are perfectly logical explanations for everything. But after 3 weeks of weird shit happening, I don't know how to make sense of it all. The only thing I feel like I can do right now is write everything down. So that's what I'm doing, and that's what I'll keep doing. August 28th. So I moved the green chair out of the bedroom weeks ago. It's been in various parts of the living room ever since.
Okay.
I should probably get rid of it, but I'm not sure that would have any effect. Also, I'm going on vacation to Japan in 3 weeks, and I keep thinking if I can make it to my trip, this will all end, as dumb as that sounds. David lost track of me once when I moved, so maybe if he believes I've left the apartment again, he'll leave me alone. Anyway, last week I bought a pet monitoring camera so I can keep an eye on my cats while I'm overseas. Smart. Mm-hmm. It's basically a nanny cam that connects to the Wi-Fi so you can check in whenever you want. It runs 24/7. It also alerts you to sound and movement via an app. I blacked out the company since I doubt they want to be associated with ghosts. In any event, I decided to test it out this weekend. I was away from home one night, so I set up the cameras before I left. My phone pinged periodically through the evening, alerting me that the cats were running around and playing. Normal stuff. Then, around 11, it alerted me again that it detected motion, but when I checked the feed of my apartment, I didn't see anything. So I watched the feed again, still nothing. I watched it a third time, and finally noticed something. He says, what? Watch the chair.
I feel like I'm watching it so hard, and nothing's happening. Okay, I'm watching.
I'm sure it's just gonna move or something. What is happening?
We watched that for so long.
It's like a minute long. You couldn't have cut it? Like, come on. Nothing happened.
That's funny.
But what is he talking about? I guess the chair moves.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see it, though.
I didn't either.
He said, I knew it couldn't be the wind because I haven't had the windows open at all this summer. I have AC and I like to keep it chilly.
Okay.
Okay.
Me too.
It was unnerving, but there wasn't anything I could do about it right then, so I flipped my phone off and tried not to panic. About half an hour later, I got another motion alert. Here's the feed of that alert. Is it another minute long? Yeah. Oh, what? What? Dude, not the chair, but like, no, it reset.
No.
Okay. So the video, I'll explain it. The video is like the same little setup, but above the chair or above the bookshelf to the left or to the right of the chair. If you're looking at the video, It has a bunch of stuff on the wall and there's one like little tiny plaque looking thing that's there 1 second and is gone the next.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. If you missed it the first time, like me, look above the shelf. It's a little turtle shell that I hung on the wall. Yes, I know it's weird to own a turtle shell, but my family lives in Montana, and I picked it up last year at a native trading post. Since I've been back home, I've been too nervous to turn the camera back on, and today has been pretty quiet. That said, I feel really uneasy. I put the chair in the hall. That's creepy. I hope nothing else happens tonight. All right, so we're at September 5th, 2017. I've been leaving the nanny cam on 24/7. It records every time there's movement or sound, as you know. I was going over the feed from this weekend and noticed some weird stuff. During the night on Saturday, while I slept, it recorded the cats in the living room. It seemed pretty unremarkable at first. But then, after a few moments, Maxwell freaks out and jumps over something invisible. But what I also noticed is I thought the green mason jar moved on the coffee table.
The what moved?
It did.
Let me see.
The green mason jar on the coffee table moved by itself. Also, Maxwell only has 3 legs. He said.
Okay, yeah, I was looking at that. I was like, I think something's wrong with him, but...
The mason jar moves by itself, though.
Oh, yeah, the mason jar does. Okay. Okay. And the cat definitely jumps over something invisible in the video.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a bug or anything. Maxwell doesn't react like that with bugs. He just eats them. Something spooked him. What's more, I almost never get bugs. I've seen maybe 3 in all the years I've lived here. Anyway, the next night... Whoa, are you telling me you didn't see the mason jar?
Yeah.
Anyway, the next night, the camera recorded a couple more strange videos. Specifically, it recorded Maxwell doing this on and off for hours. Oh, he's just sitting, like, only on 2 feet. And just, like, you know how cats, like, lift themselves up and
yes.
Look at stuff?
Like, yeah.
Apparently he was doing that. But he's on the couch. That's funny.
He's curious about something.
He'd sit up on his hind legs and peer around the room as if looking for something or looking at something. This is odd behavior for him, and I can't come up with an explanation for it, especially because of the next video. Here's the final video the camera recorded that night. So Maxwell's on the couch.
Okay.
And he goes to, like, oh, that's interesting. How is he balancing himself so well?
Okay, let me watch it.
Oh, he's swatting.
Yeah, he's just swatting. It looks like he's swatting a bug. Yeah, it's the cat sitting on the couch. The cat with three legs sitting on the couch, and he leans up on his back too and swats with his one front leg.
He says, I suppose there's a chance it was a fly, but I honestly never get flies, so that seems unlikely. What seems unlikely is that you never get flies, but
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I just can't shake the feeling that something has made its way into the apartment like a fly. It's odd behavior from Maxwell in any event. Things feel off this week. I can't explain it. September 16th. I've been having so many nightmares lately. They're way more intense than my usual dreams, too. I don't know if it's because I'm stressed or if it's something else. This afternoon, I took a nap and had a dream I haven't been able to shake. In the dream, I was laying in bed and rolled over to face the other direction.
Ooh.
On the pillow next to me was a severed head with a bloody spine attached, snaking down the bed. I would die.
No.
The head was staring right at me, somehow still alive. It had this huge smile plastered on its face.
This is a dream?
Yeah.
All of his dreams have come true. He needs to get the fuck out of there.
He literally needs to leave.
Wow.
You should have asked that third question.
Yes.
Horrified, I screamed, "What happened to you?" The head smiled even bigger. Don't speak to it.
I would be asking zero questions.
It feels great, the head groaned. After that, I woke up. It was dark outside by then. Everything was quiet.
I bet.
I would be leaving. Other dreams have been just as strange. Dude, I would get into therapy and be like, what is happening? Like,
yeah. Dream, I would get an exorcist.
Interpretation. Yeah. You need to sage yourself. Other dreams have been just as strange. Things like dark figures staring in my windows, even though I live on the second floor. Stuff that makes no sense in relation to what I've been experiencing in real life. After that dream about the head, I've been feeling uneasy all night. I couldn't stop thinking about it. Yeah, no shit.
I bet.
I decided to go for a walk, if for no other reason than to get out of the apartment. I went to the bodega a few blocks away to get a snack.
Okay.
On the way, I had to pass the warehouse that was boarded up a few weeks ago. It's actually on the way to everything. I pass it twice a day just to get to the subway. I hurried past it since it freaks me out now. At the bodega, I got some Doritos and a seltzer and then made my way back home. Okay.
Yeah.
When I passed the warehouse the second time, I heard a dull thunk from the other side of the shutters. I froze in place. But there was no other sound after that. I probably should have just continued on, but curiosity got the better of me. Of course it did. There was a grated window next to the doors about a foot above my head, too high to see into. So I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to hold my phone up to the window, take one photo, and then run for my life.
Okay.
That's funny to me. I made sure my flash was on, positioned my camera lens through one of the grates, and snapped a photo. I almost thought I saw movement when the flash went off, but I couldn't be certain. The light bounced off the grates and was pretty blinding. Why did you look at it?
Yeah, and also, why is he so obsessed with this warehouse?
I know.
If I heard a dull thump in an empty warehouse, I'd sprint away.
I would keep going.
Yeah.
I would pretend like I didn't hear it. I couldn't even look at the photo. I just ran all the way home. I was too jumpy to look at it for a while. I just ate my Doritos nervously.
Aww.
Funny. When I finally did look at the photo, here's what I saw. It seemed to be a different part of the warehouse, maybe an office. There was a bunch of old insulation in what looked like a filing cabinet and ripped up leather desk chair. Oh, I can see that. Okay, yeah, I see that.
Okay, yeah, that's what that looks like to me. It just looks like a dirty, abandoned warehouse.
Yeah, it just looks creepy. Okay. Then I noticed something else in the upper right corner. Something that looked like a face.
The upper right corner. No, don't see it.
Same.
I see the doorknob.
Right?
I mean, if I really convince myself and move around, I see it.
There's like, yeah, but there's like a term for that.
Psychosis? No.
I don't see it. I see the doorknob, I see the little latch for the doorknob, and then something behind it on the wall, which could just be, like, those old, like, door stoppers.
Yeah.
The more I stared at it, the more it started to look like a nondescript blur. Now I can't even be sure of what I'm seeing. Maybe I'm too deep into this and my brain wants to see David when he's not there. Yeah.
I get like that too, don't worry.
But here, I messed with the filters on my phone a bit. Tell me this doesn't look like him. This doesn't look like him.
No, I feel really bad, but it doesn't. I don't see it.
It's just like a...
Shadow. Like
smudgy.
Yeah, like. Smudgy, yeah.
I get that you can try to make that. I don't know. That's just, you know. I think you're reaching. September 22nd. It seems like you post on Fridays.
I know, yeah.
The past few days have been fairly quiet. I haven't been spending much time at home. I leave for Japan in a couple of hours.
Ooh.
I've been trying... Wait, you haven't been spending time at home, but you have two cats? Like, judgment from me.
Judgment.
I've been trying to avoid anything weird before my trip. I still feel like this all might stop if I just leave for a couple of weeks. Whatever happens, I want to thank everyone for their kind thoughts and concerns. This whole ordeal has been stressful and it means a lot.
Aww.
It makes me feel like I'm not going through this alone. See you in a couple of weeks. Then he puts a heart.
Aww, that's nice.
Yeah. September 29th. I bought a votive tablet at the shrine I'm at in Japan. It says, please protect my cats while I'm away from home.
Aww. That's cute. That is cute.
Yeah. October 3rd. This is a Tuesday. It was my last full day in Japan. The past couple weeks have been pretty peaceful. I have people taking care of the cats, and they say they've been doing fine. This morning, I went for a long walk around Sapporo. I never really plan my vacations. I like to wander a lot and see what I find. That's really nice.
That's cool, yeah.
I came across a statue in the park. I couldn't find out any real information about it online, but it was weird and pretty. I was taking pictures of it from different angles since it's cylindrical. I moved around to one side and almost dropped my phone at what I saw. Oh, I could see that. Okay.
Right?
It felt too similar to be a coincidence. I felt dizzy staring up at it. This kid with a dented head. I mean...
I don't think it's... It just looks like misshapen.
Yeah, but like that happens in childbirth.
In time. So like, yeah, and also that looks like it's like... just an old statue.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe this is nothing. It doesn't feel like nothing. Anyway, I have to pack for my flight home in the morning. It'll be good to see my cats again, at least. Thursday, October 5th. He posts a picture with his cat.
Aww.
I made it home safely. The cats are fine, if a little more talkative than usual. Well, yeah, you just left for 3 weeks.
Yeah, they're mad at you.
October 14th. Weird things have been happening with the electricity in my apartment this week. First, two bulbs have burned out in the hallway in less than a week. At this point, I've just left it alone rather than getting a ladder again. But the strangest thing has to do with the backlight on my TV. It's an LED strip that plugs into the TV itself via USB. The TV has to be on in order for the backlight to be on.
Okay.
But last night, the backlight was flickering on and off by itself. I noticed it just sometime before dawn when I woke up and went into the kitchen to get some water. I'd barely gotten back into bed again when I saw a faint light coming on in the living room. After a few seconds, it went dark again. I went back into the living room and stood there watching the backlight go on and off. And on and off.
For
at least a few minutes. It was bizarre. Eventually it stopped, and now the backlight doesn't work at all. It sounds like it shorted out.
Yeah.
It's only a couple months old, so it shouldn't be dead already. Yeah, but your electrical sucks.
Yeah, seriously.
Anyway, I couldn't get back to sleep, so I went to the diner near my apartment. It was the only thing open at 4 a.m. I had eggs over easy with ham. It was too
yummy.
Much ham, but the eggs were pretty good.
Never too much okay. ham.
This just looks like Waffle House.
Yeah. IHOP.
Yeah. When I got back home, the sun was starting to come up, so I figured I might as well shower and go into work early. Ew. I showered and brushed my teeth, then headed to the bedroom to get dressed. As I passed the front door, I thought I heard a faint scratching sound from the other side. It was so soft I wasn't sure it had really happened. I went over to the door, but I was too scared to look through the peephole. Okay. I couldn't bring myself to actually put my face that close to the sound, so I opted to take a photo through the peephole instead. Since there's a skylight just outside my door, the hall was awash with faint yellow-green light. I snapped a couple of photos. At first, the pictures didn't seem like anything, just blurry nothingness. That's weird. But as I analyzed it and started noticing things, part of a face, an ear, an eye staring back at me. I don't see that from this first photo.
I can see a little bit of the ear, but that's about it. And the light kind of just looks like, or the eye looks like just like light reflecting.
Yeah, it looks like the middle of the people. I think maybe it's time to get someone else involved. It's obvious this isn't going to stop until I do something. I'm just not sure what that is yet. I'll let you know when I figure it out. October 26th. Sorry for the radio silence the past couple of weeks. First, I had a friend come over to do some cleansing stuff, and she did the whole apartment and the hallway. A lot of self-proclaimed professional mediums have reached out, plus about a dozen Ghost Hunter TV shows. Aw, get Zach Bagans in
there. Zach Bagans.
I've declined them all because I don't really want strangers in my house sensationalizing what's going on. Dude, I do.
Yeah, seriously, I want to know.
So instead, I had a friend come over and cleanse the place, and for about a week or so, it seemed like it worked. Things appeared to go back to normal. The cats weren't gathering at the door anymore, and I stopped having dreams.
Aww.
It was starting to seem like it was over. Then, one morning last week, I was walking to work and passed the shuttered warehouse as usual. This time, all the metal doors were wide open, sunlight pouring in. The warehouse was still mostly empty except for one thing. Ooh, a hearse?
Ew!
There was a hearse parked near the back wall.
Ugh!
That's weird. The warehouse has been closed for over 2 months. I had no idea why it was open that day and nobody was around. It was weird, but I try not to think about it. It's not all that strange to see a hearse, I guess. Like, they have to park somewhere.
That's true. And maybe since this was an abandoned warehouse, they were like, no one will even care. Like, just park it here.
Yeah, that's true. I tried to put it out of my mind, and the next several days were uneventful. But something else happened last night. It was around 11 or so, and I was watching TV on the couch. I went into the dining room to get a drink from the fridge and noticed both cats sitting by the far window staring up at it. The window looks out onto the roof of the business next door. I glanced out the window but didn't see anything. I figured that maybe there was a mouse in the wall or something. I shrugged and grabbed a beer from the fridge. As I went into the kitchen to get the bottle opener, I noticed something. There's a window in the kitchen which looks out onto the same roof, and someone was standing on the roof staring at me.
No.
I immediately ducked down. I reached up and flicked off the light switch. I peered over the windowsill, but couldn't see much. It says, my phone was in my pocket, so I grabbed it and took a photo. It was blurry and dark, but I swear someone was out there.
Ew, that is gross.
I tried to take a better photo, but the figure had disappeared. I closed all the blinds and made sure the door was locked and then drank like 5 more beers until I was too drunk to be scared.
Good choice.
But now, yeah. But now I feel like I'm back at square one. I'm sure it was him. He's not going away. I don't know what to do.
We're at November 6th now.
It's been about 4 months since the first time I dreamed of David. This might be long, but stick with me. Last night, I dreamed about him again. It was almost exactly the same as the first time I saw him. In the dream, I saw him in a chair again. I don't have the green chair in my room anymore. This time, it was a recliner I've had for 6 years. Oh, sorry, had for years. I don't know where I got 6 from, but okay. Okay. He was staring right at me, just like the first time. Again, I felt paralyzed and could barely move, but this time something was different. I still felt mostly immobile, but I could squirm just a little bit. I felt more alert. I could move my hands somewhat. David glared at me, and I dreaded what I knew was coming. He was going to get out of that chair and come towards me just like before. I had to do something. I kept my phone next to me on the bed, and I somehow managed to get a hold of it. I thought, if David's going to kill me, maybe I can at least get evidence on my phone. I started snapping pictures in the dark.
Sure enough, he crawled down off the chair and began shuffling toward me. You were right.
No.
He moved slowly, like it was a struggle for him.
What the fuck?
I would throw something.
Yeah. I'd beat that little baby.
I felt terrified, but I kept taking photos. It reminds me of Phasmophobia. They have a little baby that crawls towards you.
And what? Kills you.
The game Phasmophobia.
I've never played that shit.
You play as a ghost hunter, and sometimes there's a little baby ghost that just, like, crawls to you.
Oh my god, hell no.
And murders you, yeah. David limped closer toward me, never taking his eyes off me. Soon I was face to face with him. He started muttering something, too quiet for me to understand. I watched as his eyes rolled back in his head until they were all white. I tried to writhe away from him, but I could barely move. I stared in horror as he began crawling up onto my bed, still murmuring something. And that's when I woke up. Same as before, broad daylight, no trace of David anywhere.
Wow.
It's almost routine now, but it was a dream after all, so I got up and went to work, and after a while, the stress of the dream melted away. I wasn't even going to write about this since it wouldn't really be new information, but tonight I noticed something that petrified me. I went into my phone to find a picture from a couple days ago and saw dozens of pitch black photos in my camera roll, all from last night. It's better to just show you. Turn up your brightness because they're pretty dark.
Oh, ooh.
Okay, let me go look at him. Oh my god. It's a November 6th, dude. Oh my gosh. These are scary. Ooh. Oh, these are the ones you showed me.
Go to the one that says this one made my heart drop.
Yeah, it's David. It's literally David walking across the room.
I would beat his head in. Usually I can come up with some excuse for what's happening, but I have no logical explanation for this. So now I'm sitting here on my couch, freaking out. I certainly won't be able to sleep. I just felt like I needed to get this out. November 17th. For everyone asking, yes, I'm alive. I've been on the quiet side because there's something I'm trying to investigate and I'm not sure how to yet. I'd rather not tweet unless I have something substantial to share. It's also sort of hard to explain the logistics of what I'm trying to find out, but I'll do my best. Basically, there's a part of my apartment I'm just now learning about. At least that's what I think. To refresh your memory, I live in a duplex. I used to live on the first floor, and now I live on the second floor. It's a long, boxy building that looks like this.
Okay, I see it. Uh-huh.
It's basically just... bottom apartment, on top of it is the new apartment, a roof that he doesn't have access to, and then beside it is the business next
business.
Door. And the roof.
But yeah. He can see the roof of the business next door.
From the second floor, yeah. So, and actually, like, he said before, like, he doesn't understand why someone would be looking through the window on the second floor of his kitchen, but, like, the roof of the business next door.
Might be.
It looks pretty close in this.
Yeah.
The other week, I was tweeting the most recent update from the living room couch. About 30 seconds after I'd sent the last tweet, I heard a thump directly above my head, as if someone above me had dropped something on the floor, which is impossible since I'm in the top apartment. There's also no way to access the roof. There aren't any ladders on the outside of the building, and the only way you'd get on the roof is through a skylight in the hallway. There are no trees in the immediate vicinity either. It definitely wasn't pipes either. It was distinctly the sound of something falling to the floor. My building is old and it makes lots of noises, but this was a new sound and it startled me. So I'm thinking, is there some secret crawl space in my home? I look all over my apartment, but I can't figure it out, so I got into the hallway, and that's when something dawns on me. There's no real way to ease into this, so I'll just say it. There's a mysterious hatch in my hallway. I've always known about it, but I just assumed it opened directly to the roof.
Oh, this photo. First of all, how'd you not immediately look at that if that was in your hallway?
I know. Yeah. It's really high above the stairs, so I always figured it was impossible to access without some sort of fancy professional ladder. I took this video so you can see how high it is. I see the hatch every morning when I leave for work, and I think nothing of it, but this time something dawned on me. It can't lead to the roof because it's actually below the roof. I'm about to spring some simple math on you, so I apologize in advance. First, the skylight is flat with the roof. I checked Google Earth to make sure. This hatch is about 3 feet below the skylight, meaning there's about 3 feet of empty space between the two openings. So it's like, if you're standing,
it's like a drop ceiling.
Stairs, you can, yeah, yeah, basically. It's like a little, it's literally just a cube. Like someone, okay, what could be up here? What is David? Even stored up there? Probably. I think maybe the hatch leads to a short ladder going to the roof, but even if that's the case, the hatch is level with all the ceilings of my apartment. That means there's 3 feet of empty space all over my apartment.
Yeah, well, your HVAC probably runs through there, but...
That's true. I was ready to explain this away for a few reasons. One, it might just be some sort of insulated space that all the residential buildings have. I'm not an architect, so what do I know? It didn't seem relevant enough at the time, so I decided I wasn't going to mention it here. But over the past week and a half, I've been hearing more things above me. A few days after the first sound, I heard a similar thump while I was in the kitchen. Then, last night, I heard something small cling to the floor and roll about 6 feet before stopping. Something is going on up there. Maybe it's a raccoon, but maybe it's not. I also can't get over the fact that the hatch is in such a weird, inaccessible place over the stairs. I need to investigate. I'm just not sure how right now. And I want to caveat, when I was living in my apartment, I had really, really high ceilings, and I was at the top. And in the closet, there was a little hatch to get into the attic, and it was the crawl space. And from my balcony, I knew raccoons would crawl underneath the banister and get in the crawl space. So for the longest time, it sounded like a lady was up there scratching.
Yeah, because it's just a little raccoon.
So loud. Yeah, and it only happened at night too. And I was like, I literally thought I was haunted. And then it like dawned on me like 10 minutes later that the raccoons are living in there.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, it was creepy. It also sounded like, sometimes it would sound like someone was just hammering their walls.
Yeah.
And I guess it was the raccoon. Yeah. So there was also the crawl space entry from, like, outside.
Yeah, that's scary.
The main area. And after I brought it to maintenance's attention, I was like, I'm pretty sure there's raccoons in there. Like, they're very loud.
Yeah.
I would just walk past it sometimes, and the little, like, the entryway would be, like, half open.
Oh, no.
Sometimes.
Yeah, no. They're definitely hanging out.
Yeah. But I actually physically saw the raccoons, so I knew that it was them. I guess I'll try to buy a long pole off of Amazon to see if the hatch even moves? I might have to buy a construction ladder. At any rate, that's why I've been MIA for a minute. I'll keep you posted when I figure out how to get up there. If the hatch is movable, I'll either shell out for a ladder or call my landlord to investigate. Bro, you do not have Amazon Prime. What are you?
Just call your landlord.
A lot has happened in the last week, but I was away for Thanksgiving, so I'm just now able to write it all down. The noises from the ceiling haven't let up, but the pole I ordered didn't arrive before I had to leave for the holiday, so I didn't actually get it until late Friday night. I planned to investigate the next morning and went to bed. I'd barely fallen asleep when I woke up to an incredibly loud crash above me. It sounded like someone had dropped a bowling ball. I bolted upright in bed and immediately felt strange. There was a weird energy all around me. I can't explain it. After about a minute, I heard another crash. I briefly thought about grabbing my shoes and booking it, but that would mean passing under the hatch, and that seemed like a bad idea. So instead, I just listened and waited, though I'm not sure for what. The crash happened again and then again, probably 15 times in a row, followed by a long silence. Then I heard a smaller, creaky sound from the hallway. In my mind, I registered it as a footstep, but it really could have been anything. I stayed still, but there were no more sounds after that. I laid back down, still tense and nervous, but I must have fallen asleep at some point because I woke up the next morning and everything seemed normal again. I got dressed and left to go get a bagel, same as every Saturday. As I made my way down the stairs, something crunched under my feet, and I looked down and noticed a pile of debris on the stairs directly under the hatch.
Oh, no.
I mean, this isn't, like, an outdoor hallway, so...
Yeah, I would call my landlord. I would, I'm just done with this, dude. I would have left.
No! It could have been old plaster or something. I glanced up at the hatch, noticed something else peculiar. The edge of something was caught in it, barely poking out. It's hard to see because it's so far up, but I took a photo. I'm about to compare that photo. Oh, oh. Really, though, there is.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Compared to the previous photo, there is. Wait. I'm going to investigate that a little bit more. Hang on. Open that photo. This picture is from a different angle, is it not? You can't see that side. You see what he did?
Yeah, he just took, like, a different side. He took the picture
from the other angle. You can't see that side, so we don't know if it's the same or
not. If it's there or not, yeah. Huh.
At that point, bagels were the last thing on my mind. I went back upstairs and grabbed the pole. I set the camera on the coat. He put a camera on the top of a pole, and then he took a video. We don't need explanation. We just need you to pop that open. He literally just took a video of him touching the thing with a pole to see if it would move.
Oh.
What? Oh, something fell out.
Oh, what?
All right. He put this pole up there, and he opened one side of it. It took him way too long, and something fell out.
Okay, out of the crawl space.
I don't want to be, like, skeptical here, but this seems awfully kind of staged to me. Like, how carefully he lifted that.
Yeah. Great story, though.
I jumped out of the way and practically fell down the stairs trying to dodge whatever it was that fell. I didn't see that in the video, but okay. At first, I thought it was a dead squirrel, which would honestly explain a lot. It hit the steps and bounced down to the first floor. I went upstairs to get my phone and collapsed the pole. Oh, he had his phone on, like, the ledge recording, so he grabbed his phone is what he did.
Oh.
At first, I wasn't sure what the object was. It was dingy and faded black. I picked it up and realized what it was. It was a small leather shoe. I hustled back upstairs.
Ew, I'm looking at the photo.
Yeah.
Ew, it is a little shoe. Like a child's.
I hustled back upstairs and texted my landlord. I told him I thought there was something in the crawl space and asked if he could investigate. He said he'd come by later with a ladder and check it out. A few hours later, my landlord was on the ladder shining a flashlight into the crawl space. I stared up at him, half expecting something to grab him and yank him into the darkness. He angled his flashlight all around and finally said, "There's nothing up here." But then he was like, "Oh, wait." And I watched as he reached up into the emptiness with his free arm, and when he pulled it back, he had something small and round in his hand. He climbed down the ladder and handed it to me. Again, I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at. It was smooth and shiny, and at first I thought it was an old piece of candy, but it was cold and too heavy to be candy. After a second, I realized it was a marble. Are you kidding me? You didn't know that was a marble. Okay. It was so worn that I hadn't registered a marble at first. Its shape was also sort of weird. Yeah, round is a weird shape to me, too. It looks just like a marble. What are you talking about? My landlord seemed unbothered for the most part. Okay, dude. Okay. That was literally his text. That was his message. First of all, if I'm a landlord and I get called to look into a crawl space because I hear noises, I'm looking for probably animals. I'm not gonna be like, oh, wait, there is something up here. It's a marble.
Like, yeah, I'd be looking for animals. Especially if I own that place.
So he says, and he told me to call him if I heard anything else. I went inside and headed to my office to see if I could figure anything out about this marble that somehow made its way into my ceiling. I had nothing to go on, and in short, I didn't really learn much. But I did figure out that he said there was a bump on the marble. He said he did figure out that the bump on the marble, apparently in the early 1900s, they made marbles by hand, which And ugh. Apparently in the 1900s, they made marbles by hand and cut them with big metal scissors, which would mean the marble is probably really old. So he's thinking that the bump in this marble, that this is the reasoning for it. And okay. So that's how he's justifying how old it is. Anyway, now I have a decrepit old shoe and a marble sitting on my dresser. I guess this is the new normal. Again, he's not sleeping well. He's getting bouts of dizziness. Chalked it up to having his earbuds crammed in, and he made a mental note to get his ears checked. Other than that, things were pretty quiet, so he started to fool himself into thinking that finding those items in the attic somehow ended all of this, and I'm not sure how you get to that
conclusion, yeah.
But last week, something started to happen. So, by the way, we're in December now. It's been a while. Last week, something started to happen. Late on Wednesday, I woke up with a start and felt something strange. Like something had just been watching me. I turned on the light, but I was alone. Still, there was this tangible feeling of badness. Everything felt wrong, sort of like when you have the flu and you wake up at night and can't really tell where you are for a minute. Oh, I hate that. It was a feeling I'm used to. It always accompanies David. People tweet at me a lot saying he might just need help, but I'm certain that's not the case. Every time he shows up, I feel a palpable sense of malice. And that's what I felt that night. Malice, dread, but still, I was alone. And I was so tired. I wound up just going back to sleep. I've been so exhausted recently, I can barely function. Yeah, dude, you need, like, sleeping meds or something.
Yeah.
You need to move.
Seriously, yeah.
The next night, the same thing happened. I woke up suddenly feeling like I had just missed seeing something, like a candle had just gone out and I could still smell it. I thought about using the pet cam from the living room to monitor my bedroom while I slept, but the cord was too short to get the camera high enough to see the entire room, so I improvised. I downloaded an app that takes a photo every 60 seconds and set my phone on top of a bookcase. It's almost 7 feet tall, so it had a pretty good view of the bed and the surrounding room, and then I went to sleep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just like before, I jolted awake hours later feeling the same unease. I turned on the light and hurried out of bed to get my phone from the bookcase. There were probably 350 photos to scroll through. The vast majority of them were me sleeping in an empty room. Ooh, it's creepy. Ooh, it's creepy. Ooh, now I understand that photo. Sorry. It's sort of dark, but you can see me sleeping. I'd left a couple nightlights on just in case anything showed up, but for me, the first 100 or so photos was just me in an empty room. Oh, God. Then suddenly he was there, standing on the chair at the foot of the bed, staring at me.
Ooh, I see it.
You see it? Yeah. In the next photo from a minute later, he seems to be staring straight up at the ceiling, just staring. Ew, ew. Then he appears to collapse on the chair. The next dozen photos are all the same. He's completely lifeless. At first, I thought he was dead, which obviously doesn't make any sense. I look over at the chair, half expecting him to still be there, but it was empty. This is creepy.
Yeah.
I would be out of there.
Yeah, get seriously.
Get your cats and go, dude. But then in the next photo, he's gone, and the room is totally empty again. He's gone in the next several photos, too. I figured maybe that was it, but I kept swiping through photos. About 15 photos later, he was back, standing next to the bed. That's when my heart started to race. I didn't want to look at the rest of the photos, but I knew I had to. I swiped to the next photo, and my heart sank into my stomach. Ew, ew. He was on the bed, inches from me, staring down at me asleep. The next one was worse. In the next photo, he's staring right at the camera. After that, there's seemingly nothing. He disappears again, and the rest of the scroll is just me alone in my room again. That's it, until the last photo. Ooh!
Yeah, the last photo's really bad.
There's the final photo in this scroll. That's creepy!
It's like his head's right next to it. David's head.
I mean, you can see hair, though. That's...
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, and you can see the dude sleeping in the background still. I'm at a loss for words. That malformed ear, that stringy hair, I didn't even know what to think. I looked all over my room but couldn't find anything, and honestly, I've been so exhausted I didn't know how to process it. Even now, all I want to do is just go to sleep. December 20th. Hey everyone, I'll be gone for the next week visiting family back home in Montana for the holidays. It'll be nice to get away from all this for a bit. Thanks for everyone's kind words lately. I'll see you when I get back. January 2nd. So I've been away from the city for a couple weeks. I went home to Montana, starting to feel less tired, less foggy, and he hasn't really entertained the thought of moving up until now. So he's scared that David's going to follow him wherever he goes.
Yeah.
Dude, no, just move. You're in the same duplex. Just move. He said, when I left for Montana, everything seemed to improve, like maybe David wouldn't follow me after all. So he started to relax a little bit. He started browsing listings for new apartments back in New York. He said, the last thing I wanted to do is move in the middle of winter, but after the past few months, it seems like it might be worth it. It felt like there might be a way out. But after a few days, I started to feel strange again. One night, I got up to go to the bathroom, and I stood there in the dark. I couldn't help feeling that there was something moving outside the bathroom window. The bathroom looks out onto the backyard, and it was pitch black. I could barely see anything, but it's Montana, and there are animals passing through all the time. Sure enough, in the morning, I found animal tracks through the snow. I don't know the specific animal. The next night, the same thing happened. I got up in the middle of the night. I thought I saw movement in the blackness outside. This time, I stood at the window and gazed out, straining my eyes to see and waiting for them to adjust to the light. For a long time, I started out in the snowy darkness. For a long time, I stared out in the snowy darkness, but couldn't see any movement. Then, just as I was about to turn away, I saw something lurch off to the right and disappear from view. Maybe it was a coyote or something, he says. The next morning, he glanced out the window and noticed tracks behind the garage.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Thank you.
I couldn't tell what they were from the bathroom, so I got dressed and put on my coat. When I got up close, my heart practically stopped. They weren't tracks, they were footprints. Really small footprints.
Like a little baby footprints.
It could be an elk, though. You don't think that could be an elk? Elk tracks? Deer tracks?
I don't know. No, I don't. But I think whatever it is, it's creepy AF.
I followed them across the backyard, but they disappeared into the ditch out back. I stood there in the snow, not knowing what to do. What could I do? Call the cops and tell them I found footprints in the snow? The last couple nights, I was too scared to leave my room. If it had been David out there in the snow, it meant that he could follow me anywhere. No matter where I moved, he could find me. I felt helpless. I flew back to New York the day after Christmas. Back in my apartment, it seemed like... Oh, wait, so he's at his family's house.
Yeah, Montana.
Those footprints are at his family's house.
Yeah, all the way out there.
Ooh, creepy.
Uh-huh.
I've tried everything I can think of. I've staged my apartment. I've hired a medium. Nothing has worked. And worse, I still feel him at night, watching me from different corners of my room, always getting closer and waking up right before something happens. For the past few nights, I've been using that app that takes photos every couple minutes, but nothing has shown up. It just doesn't seem to work anymore. It's picked up absolutely nothing except for one thing from last night.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was particularly bad. I felt sick and had nightmares all night. I dreamed that David was hovering in the corner by the ceiling, far off the ground. He was mouthing something, but I couldn't hear any words. Then he was hovering above my bed, staring down at me, his mouth moving faster than it should be. I couldn't move. I could only look up at him.
Oh, like that.
Suddenly, he plummeted downward, and I felt this huge pressure crash into my chest. I woke up gasping, the wind completely knocked out of me. I sat up and looked around frantically, heaving for air, but there was nothing. When I caught my breath, I retrieved my phone from the dresser. The photo roll showed nothing of note except for the last photo, taken just a moment before. Ooh, gross.
Ew, the one that looks like, I think I'm on the right one.
Yeah, he's just hovering.
Yeah, it looks like he's on top of him.
I just don't know what to do. I'm at a loss here. I just don't know. January 16th. Sorry for the long delay. Honestly, I wasn't sure if I was going to tweet again. After what happened a couple weeks ago, everything stopped. Well, sort of. I wasn't having dreams anymore, and I was feeling better. I was sleeping through the night again. Actually, I was feeling great. I still do, but things have been sort of weird, too. It's hard to explain. I'll try, but I don't know if any of it will make sense. Basically, as good as things have been for the past couple weeks, I can't shake the feeling that something is off. Like, I've been sleeping fine and I have lots of energy during the day, but sometimes it seems sort of like I lose time, I guess. Like, I'll look up at the clock and realize a whole hour has gone by and I don't remember any of it. Or I'll mishear someone and ask them to repeat what they said, and they'll say they didn't say anything. Little stuff like that. But after what I've been through, it's not a big deal. Despite that, I felt ready to put it all behind me. So, on Sunday, I opened Twitter intending to update you all that it was over, at least I thought so. I just want things to go back to the way they were, and it seemed like they had. I was writing something to that effect when I noticed I had way more notifications than usual. I swiped in my mentions and saw that everyone was tweeting to me about something I'd posted to my Instagram story the day before, saying they saw something weird. The stories are expired now, but I have screenshots, and I don't know how to explain it. Long story short, I went to brunch on Saturday with a friend. I posted a few photos to my story, and they were fairly unremarkable. Here's the first two I posted, totally dumb and normal. It's just like a picture of avocado toast and him and his friend. They're totally boring brunch photos. I posted one more photo of me and my friend before leaving, and that was that. But the next day, I had a zillion messages about the third photo I posted. People had taken screenshots and sent them to me. What the fuck? This is what somehow got uploaded to my Instagram story. It's like a glitched out photo. Like, his face looks distorted.
Fucked up. Looks like, bro, yeah, like a creepy weird face.
That is ominous. I have no clue what happened. It looked perfectly fine on my phone when I uploaded it. I'd say it was just a glitch, but I can't make sense of what's happening with my face. Maybe I can. I know what it looks like, what it probably is, but I don't know if I care anymore. I really just want things to be normal again, and things feel normal enough right now. I don't know. I guess I'll keep you updated if something else happens. There's a video. There's just no words, just a video. The phone is on the ground. And the cat's just meowing. That was looks January 28th. Nothing until February 3rd. Everything is fine.
That's weird.
But he, like, there's a double space between is and fine. February 14th. Please don't worry about me. I'm okay and everything will be like it was before. Smiley face.
Is that David?
Video. It looks like he's trying to hide the videos.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to hide the camera to get the videos. Bro, and then he goes into March 12th, almost a month later. For everyone asking if I'm alive, I'm doing okay. It's been pretty quiet around here lately, and I've been trying to focus on work. Of course, I'll keep you updated if anything strange happens, but for now, I'm staying busy with drawings and other projects. Dude, is that the last one? That's the last one.
Oh my god, that's how it ends?
March 12th, 2018, that's how it ends.
Is that David basically took over?
I mean, maybe.
Well, geez, I don't like that.
Or he's trying to ignore it enough. Like, what? Well, there you go.
I think that it's a suspicious story, but nonetheless, it's a very scary story, and I think he's a really good author, and he builds suspense well.
I agree with that. I agree with that for sure.
That was really good. That was a good way to... We're recording this on the 29th of October, so that's a good Halloween one.
Anyway, that's creepy, so if you have a story... Or if you have a dream tonight, don't tell me about it.
Yeah, or do write in, or like record yourself and send it to us, and we'll post it in our feed.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Cause
that'd be really fun.
Spotify for Podcasters gives you guys the option to send us voice memos.
Yeah, and it's so easy for us to post them if you do them from there.
Yeah, good job, Kayla. That was a really good episode. That is a longer one, but that was really good.
Real quick. From the beginning of the episode, I told you I was sharing that audio file that I recorded when I got briefly haunted, so I sent it to you.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, so we're going to attach for him to go.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to attach the audio file at the end, but basically Kayla was getting ready to pull out of her home's parking lot, or apartment parking lot, whatever.
The driveway, yeah.
Yeah, and she saw someone, and when she shunned her lights and turned, no one was there. Yeah, I think we're haunted as fuck.
The dude disappeared, like, and there was nowhere for him to go. He could have either, there's two places, he could have either gone into the neighbor's house, but he was too far away to make that. So unless this dude just, like, took off running and, like,
yeah.
By the time it took me to look in my rearview mirror, he, like, sprinted into his house. or he got in the truck, but like I never saw a truck door opening and no one was in the truck.
Wow. So
like, did he open the passenger door and then like crawl in or something? That's weird too. So
that's really scary. But also it shows that, what, this is a haunted podcast.
This is October 4th, so this is after our little weird, like,
yeah,
balloon thing.
Adeline or whatever from the 50 Berkeley, yeah. Oh, God, she stuck around. So if you like haunted stuff, stick around with us.
You can get haunted, too.
Yeah, we cover whorish things on Horse for Horror. But yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode, but stick around to the end to hear Kayla's haunting. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so this is Kayla, and I thought I would record this before I forget. And if this is shitty quality, it's because I'm doing a voice memo on my phone, and I'm literally just sitting in my car at work. But anyway, so this morning, backstory, I've been listening to a couple of paranormal podcasts. My normal one is on a break in between seasons, so I started listening to a new one called Two Girls, One Ghost. And I really like it so far, but it's super dark outside when I go to leave, and my windows are extremely tinted. And so I go to pull out of the driveway and look, obviously, to make sure I'm not going to run over anyone or anything. So I pull out of the driveway and I look to my left, and on my driver's side, maybe 15 or 20 feet away, I notice someone walking on the sidewalk, which is not uncommon. I live in a subdivision, and so people are walking at all hours, including 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why you wouldn't sleep, but okay. So I look over and I'm like, oh, well, I'm glad that this person is like that far away, because I would have never seen them. And as I'm pulling out of the driveway completely, my headlights are going to go and basically illuminate this person because that's the direction that I'm going. And there's no one there. So I don't know where this person went, or if it was a person at all, or if I'm being haunted like on the last recording with the balloons. But I thought I would document this and maybe put it in a podcast. We'll see. Anyway, have a great day.